He got me pretty good. Did not see him.
You think that was a dirty play?
I mean, I thought the play was – I thought the guy was down, and that's why I wasn't looking for anyone. And the next thing you know, I'm just obliterated, so I don't know.
Were you knocked out at all on that play?
No. Just got me in the ribs.
What does it say about the way your teammates, Candy Ray, Peter's getting in and getting love?
I mean, I love those guys. I mean, I'm going to fight every time for them. They're going to fight for me. And just knowing that he had my back in that situation when a guy does a dirty play, you know, all those guys kept fighting. Our team was fighting throughout the whole day. And I'm really, really proud of my teammates today.
Nick, why do you think it's a dirty play?
I mean, I thought the play was down. I mean, I thought it was done.
At that point, the offensive line, you only had one starter there. He wasn't playing his spot. What effect did that have on you for the rest of the drive?
I mean, our O-line, you know, we had to go to some backups tonight, and they did a great job tonight. And I felt comfortable. They were fighting each and every down, so I was going to stick in there. I was going to deliver the ball, and definitely missed a few. But guys made some big plays tonight, and defense played great, special teams, everything. So it was, once again, a great team win.
At any point, did you consider coming out of the game after that?
No.
Excellent. It seemed in the first half your left shoulder or something was going on there. What was that?
I just got banged up a little bit. It's football. You get hit a few times, so I'm good right now.
Nick, is fight the operative word? I mean, you've said it like five times in three answers. That was a war? That was a fight?
It was a fight. Y'all saw it. It was a fight. Literally, there was fights during the game. So it was a fight. Everybody saw it. It was a hard-fought game. Washington came out fighting. We fought right back, and I'm glad we ended up on top. Guys kept fighting till the end.
Did you talk to Deshaun at all before or after the game?
I have not. I did not. I haven't talked to him.
Some of those throws that you guys made today, were those throws that you were missing in previous weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to give our guys opportunities to make plays, and yeah, I did miss a couple of those throws in the previous week, so I was, you know, it just goes back to practice each and every day, working hard, getting on the same page, especially with, you know, a young receiver like Jordan Matthews. He had a great game tonight, really played, you know, had some big catches, and then all the other guys did a great job.
With Matt and Jordan Matthews, what were you kind of able to take advantage of?
I mean, we got some seam balls on them, and they did a great job. Jordan, you know, they both had touchdown catches, and Jordan made his second touchdown catch in a tight window, so he really did a good job focusing on the ball, and Mac's doing a great job every time he's out there. So it was, you know, Riley made some big plays, Jeff Mayle at the end, you know, tight ends played great, so I was proud of those guys.
Take us through the final play, the completion to Casey that sealed it.
They were crashing down on the run really hard, so we knew that we wanted to get a little naked in. And James Casey did a great job of getting in front of the defender, and I was able to throw a little low and away, and we were able to seal the deal with getting that first down. So that was a huge play right there of just taking advantage of them thinking it was a run and getting out on the perimeter, and James making a big catch.
You worked in the wide receivers more today than you had in the last game, but they combined. Is that something you saw film this week? Where you just know as soon as they took Deshaun out, that was your options.
With the receivers?
Yeah, I mean, you worked in the wide receivers more. They more catch.
Just threw it?
That's
just the way the game went today. Sometimes you're going to run it a lot. Sometimes you have to throw it a lot. Just, you know, whatever it takes to win the game. And it took us throwing the ball a little more today to win the game, and I'm happy about that.
Jim mentioned that throw to Jordan right before the half where you fit in a tight window. Can you take us through on that play?
They just went too deep. We had a little play fake, and just the backer was turned, or his defender was turned, and defender was on him, but Jordan made a great job of, you know, focusing on the ball, knowing that the ball was going to go right past the guy's head, and making a big play, a big touchdown at that time.
Chip mentioned that even back when he played against you in college, that you hang in there and take a lot of hits. You're pretty tough in the pocket. How much pride do you take in that part of your game?
My teammates are fighting for me. I'm not going to stay down. I'm going to get up for those guys. That's my mindset. It's not a pride thing where I got to be a tough guy. I know those guys are depending on me, so I'm going to get up for them, and I'm going to keep fighting for them because they're going to see me get up, and they're going to keep fighting. It's like when JP went out there and he had my back. When all those receivers kept doing their job, we had backup O linemen, and they kept fighting each and every down. So I'm not going to sit there and not get up. I'm going to get up no matter what because those guys depend on me.
What do you sad to say about the team in that you guys have found ways to win even though you haven't played maybe your best football and played a great entire game?
It's a family. That's what it is. We stick together. There's a great camaraderie in the locker room where during games like that, we lean on each other instead of blaming each other. And that's what football should be about. It's about, it should be a family feel. You're going to work each and every day with these guys. You're going to on the field of battle, you know, playing the football game. You want to have each other's backs. And today we had each other's backs.
In that fight there, at what point did you have a sense of what was actually going on? You were obviously on the ground.
The doctors were just assessing what was going on, making sure I was okay. And then I could hear some whistles going and some guys going over there. So I had an idea that there was something going on. I had no clue what it was, though.
But, like, Jason actually having your back, like you said, did you know that after the fight?
I knew that. I didn't see that happen. I found that out after the fight and love Jason Peters to death.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all.
Thanks.